Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. I appreciate your time. Thank you for watching on location in beautiful, let's see, Reno, Nevada. Mountains are gorgeous. It's, I don't know, my body's all screwed up here. It is 7:45-ish when I'm recording this. It's really 10:45 and my body, I slept like trash. But I was in the air yesterday all day flying out here because we're taking a long drive through the desert heading up to Thunder Ranch this morning. Can't wait to head out there for the first time. But some information was coming out about the Lake City Ammunition, I guess we'll say debacle for now. Lake City put out in their social media that they were not canceling any commercial contracts. Now, you all know I did a video saying that information had come out that they were canceling contracts. And I've had several folks who are employees there, names will not be disclosed, several of them who said that sometimes if they were gonna be selling off excess ammo and they didn't have that excess ammo, that could lead to a cancellation of an order here or there at an individual level. But nobody really knew what was going on. Now, there was an email that came out that said that's what was going on, that Lake City had canceled all commercial contracts. Lake City has come out now and saying that's not what's going on. So I know that Lake City is looking into how this information came out, and I'm gonna stay really vague on that. Obviously, I don't wanna jeopardize whatever they're doing. But I do want to say that I don't know who to trust on this one right now. I mean, I obviously trust the people who are working in, you know, producing on the lines. But what I mean is management level and above. Because last June of 22, similar thing happened. Nobody knew what was going on. Information came out that commercial sales were stopped. And then, I don't know, like 3, 4, 5 weeks. I don't remember how many weeks it was later. And an email was leaked from the colonel who was assigned to the plant. And it came out that the Joe Biden administration had ordered them to stop selling ammunition to civilians. And then a big thing happened, 50 members in Congress pushed back and Joe Biden ultimately canceled the order. But I'm not saying that's the case either. But what I'm saying is if there's smoke, there's fire. And something stinks. And typically the truth always comes out, so I'm gonna wait before casting judgment. So you have two sides right now. You have an email that was circulated saying Lake City is doing it, and Lake City came out yesterday on the socials or the day before and said, no, we're not doing that. And somewhere in between lies the truth. That's how it always works. But I wanted to get this out to you. I'm not sure how much signal I'm gonna have today driving through the high desert. But I'm looking forward to this. If you have gone to Thunder Ranch, let me know what your experience was down below. Urban Rifle is the class I'm taking for those who have been asking. And I really, really look forward to it. And if you want to see maybe like a quick video montage of my experience, I'm sorry, I'm looking out the window a lot because there's a little bit of fire department activity across the street. If you want me to maybe do a little bit of a montage of what it's like, let me know. And I'm really looking forward to this. I appreciate you all more than you know. Until we see each other again, be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. Subscribe to this channel if you want to stay in the know, guys and gals. You know how I work it. I put out videos whenever information drops, typically 2 videos a day at least, 1 in the morning, 1 in the evening. And then if something pops off, I will bring it to you. So appreciate you. Thank you for the support. For those who want to support the channel, information is in the description of every video. I will see you on the next one. Take care.